Hello and welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. This evening, I'm joined in the studio by the Street Orphans. Hi guys, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Before we quickly go into a song, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Matt, I'm the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist.
I'm Sam, the lead guitarist.
I'm James, I'm the drummer and backing vocals.
I'm Harry, I play a bit of bass.
Just a bit. Cool. So we're going to go straight into a song, guys. What are you going to play first?
I believe first we are going to play a song called A Puddle.
Oh, are we losing control? Is this as fast as you can go? Believe the sun will survive, and so the tales have grown old, the meanings to the stories told. Defeat the point in explaining why. Cause they now talk in a different place, walk in a different space, sing to another song, read all the people wrong, play in a different light, hear of a different sign, go out another night and ask if we're alright. Oh, is it time to fall? Has this game been pre-rolled? I think I better, but I've gone blind, and so you're still to let me know. But you have 5 days to show that life exists between these five fields.
That was Puddle by the Street Orphans. Absolutely awesome. Now, guys, how long have you been together for?
Long time.
Long time. I mean, we've kind of jammed with each other for, like, pretty much our entire, like, schooling life.
Yeah.
And, but...
In various different bands and formations?
No, all together. We used to play, like, a lot of covers together. And
cool.
Learn our instruments together.
Awesome.
But we've been gigging seriously for the past year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah, sort of writing our own stuff for the last couple.
So when you guys first got together and, as you say, doing covers, what were you guys playing? What were your influences and made you go, I want to learn this, you know, download the chords and learn that song?
Like rock and indie. We tried to keep it simple at first because
none of us could actually play our instruments. Really. That was how we learned.
What was the first? There you go. What was the first track that you guys learned to play together as a band?
Arctic Monkeys, probably, isn't it?
Yeah. You look good on the dance floor.
Did you sing it with that accent?
I actually did, which is really embarrassing listening back to kind of old live recordings and stuff.
Yeah, they're a big influence for me, Arctic Monkeys. What was nice is we all have slightly different influences.
Cool.
But when we bring them all together as a band, they kind of blend really nicely.
They complement each other. And
I know. Has was like in the Red Hot Chili Peppers as a child, weren't you?
So you got your surf rock with your indie.
That's
cool.
It was a nice blend.
Awesome. When you've been writing your songs now, how have you found that as you changed over the years? So, I mean, are you still looking back to those influences, or what bands sort of... I know Arctic Monkeys are still very much around now, and Chili Peppers, they come and they go, in my opinion, still releasing the same material pretty much. But I mean, what bands around at the moment helping you develop your band or your sound even, or how have you sort of wanting to maybe be a bit different from those bands?
For me, I find that a challenge to kind of create our own style. I mean, we feel all of our songs are very much our own, but we're influenced by so many different bands that we've cut a really wide variety of our own original tracks. But certainly nowadays, I'm in listening to a lot of Biffy Clyro, particularly their old
stuff. So it really
stuff.
Is quite a... that's awesome.
I don't think we ever try and write a song like, let's try and write a song like Queens of the Stone Age.
No.
Just everything we listen to on the day.
What is the writing process for you guys? Is it one of you comes? Is it a very shared thing, or do one of you write the lyrics? One of you do this and this, or
I don't know. Often it can come from jamming together as a band, but
it's often just a scrap of an idea that one of us comes up with, like a little guitar part or something, or maybe a few lyrics, and then we bring it and share it about, and it just kind of gradually gets put together.
I know I've got about over 100 clips on my phone of random riffs and melodies that go through my head.
Did you just record
wherever
them?
Wherever I am, wherever I'll you be are. Walking through uni and there'll be something in my head and I'll kind of click record and go...
Back of the bus.
I get some weird looks, And then, I don't know, I'll revisit that later on that week or something and something else might click. But often it's quite a long process of, trying different things, but sometimes it does just happen for you and you end up writing a song in an hour and it's great.
Cool. And how did, have you always been called the Street Orphans? Like, how did this name come about?
Oh, no.
You don't look like orphans to me.
It changed it for a reason.
We'll have to say it now, won't we?
Yeah. Basically, we used to have the longest, most confusing band name you could ever think of, but it had the, letters TSO, if you, abbreviate it down.
Just say it, man.
Yeah, what was it?
The Cenocious Orchids. But we were playing a gig at a pub in...
Local pub. This is about... 5 years ago.
5 years ago now.
We're about 16.
And we just finished one of our sets, and a guy comes up to us like, because by this point, everyone had given up with our band name. He referred to us as TSO. So he was like, what does it stand for? It must be the Street Orphans, because the local pub had
you all look like bums.
Almost, but the local street outside the pub was called The Street. And apparently the guy had seen us jamming with guitars out on the street and just made that up on the spot. So
that's quite a cool name.
It's a nice justification because you live on the street, in that particular road. And we spent so much of our childhood there on the street playing, jamming at James'
house. So it probably goes back
to
your roots.
So the Street Orphans kind of... Yeah. That's a nice justification for it.
Yeah.
That's a nice story. So, the Street Orphans. What's the second song we're going to hear this evening?
The second song... It's called Time's Tales.
Great introduction.
Put that in stereo.
Sleep at night. I wanna wanna know why you had to leave. I wanna know why you had to leave for so long. This flame burned out, things change, how about you? Time will tell tales, things change, how about you? I wanna step out of my shoes so someone else can make my move for me. We can run to a land that's safe, and you can follow if it's not too late. Change, how about you? Time will tell tales, things change, how about you? And it's cold inside my head, there's a space inside my bed. If it's meant to be, I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant to be. I wanna know if it's meant for me. I wanna know if it's meant for me.
Absolutely fantastic track there, guys. I'm really enjoying your sound. We've played various tracks of yours in the past as well. What have you guys got coming up in the future? I believe you've got something quite big going on this weekend.
Yes, indeed we do. We are playing Swindon Shuffle.
Cool. And what day are you playing?
We're on Sunday at the Furnace, I believe.
We are.
I'm not sure the exact time slot, but anyone listening should come for the whole day because there's a lot of great bands playing.
Yeah, some awesome bands playing that same stage.
Cool. So where can we find out, you know, what times and things like that? You guys online, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely. Probably the best way to get hold of us or to find out about us is through Facebook. Facebook.com/WeRTSO, or you could just Google the Street Orphans and you should be able to find us pretty easily.
Yeah, we're on Twitter and SoundCloud and Reverb Nation.
Everywhere.
And MySpace. And
just the internet.
Everywhere.
And your recording's up because, of course, once the listeners are listening to this, everyone's gonna flock to their computers and, you know, want to listen to more.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, we've got free downloads.
Free.
We've got for free. We got an old EP up there and a new track, which is, well, not that new anymore. We did it last Christmas.
Cool. So once the Swindon Shuffle is over and things like that, what's happening with you guys in the future? What you guys got coming up? What do you hope to happen anyway?
Well, it's university, really, which is...
Are you all going separate ways?
Yeah, we're all in our... Well, Harry and I are about to go into our third years.
Cool.
Sam's going into his second, but we're all at different unis, which is
kind of awkward, but yeah. but it's got its benefits as well.
But I mean, you guys, from the sound, you've been together for quite some time. It's obviously yes. stuck through the uni times. Most people know uni gets quite, takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what are you guys all studying then at university?
Myself and Sam are doing music technology.
Mm. Makes sense.
Because we've got studios and things like that available yeah. when we need them.
And I'm studying acting down in Bournemouth.
Cool.
But I mean, it does have its positives because obviously we've gigged a lot in Bournemouth over the last couple of years. We had a gig there last weekend. And we've gigged Cardiff quite a bit as well. Yeah. So, and then that student, the amount of students there are there is great because a lot of them are into their live music. And
yeah, that's brilliant.
Our genre sort of.
How have you found playing, going from places, just like in Devizes to playing places like Cardiff and Bournemouth and things like that? Then have you guys been, describe some maybe your better gigs that you've played and possibly one of your worst gigs as well?
Oh, that's difficult.
Of course, it wasn't in Devizes.
So. Oh, no, definitely.
Some of the best gigs have been in Devizes.
I think some of our worst gigs have had to be where we've, got this really awesome gig lined up, say, somewhere in the Midlands or, say, Cardiff, for example. And it's when we first, started travelling to these places. And we'd, have it all set up, spend, 30 quid, 40 quid, getting two cars there full of all our kit. And then be completely dead.
Completely dead.
Just have no one there.
Or other times we'd actually manage to bring sort of 30, 40 people there and get paid 15 quid.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is, isn't it?
Exactly.
We do it because we enjoy it at the end of the day. It comes down to that.
On the other hand, if you've brought 30 or 40 people, it's 30 or 40 people there, in a room.
It's a party.
Not, yeah, exactly.
Of your friends.
Yeah, and it's amazing just to play to a group of people like that who just really love your music.
So once uni's done, you guys, the planning, it is the dream, the band, basically.
It's definitely the dream.
Yeah,
I think we've put so much time and effort into it, but we've also got our other commitments, like degrees and things.
Yeah, exactly.
So although we have a period in the summer where we can really focus on band stuff, it does drop again in term time. But I think definitely once we're all finished, we'll be able to give it 100% and see where we can go with it.
Awesome. Well, I think you guys are a great band, and we've had a great response from you, from listeners when we've played your stuff. So, it'd be great to carry on hearing more. Thank you very much for coming in, guys. It's been absolutely brilliant. And good luck with this Sunday at the Swindon Shuffle.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. What's the final song we're going to hear?
The final song is called Canvas.
Canvas is a thought that I can't change. I'll be there for you, my girl. I'm never gonna leave you again. And so you take some time out to sit on the fence, and you go catching the butterflies as they go running in fields of disguise. And I'll be there when you call, and I'll catch you if you fall with your hands against the wall. And I know it makes no sense at all, but there's nothing we can do about it. Exit on the stage of life. Open your eyes to see the play, and the hills are rolling. But we all want to say, what makes you happy? And so you take some time out to sit on the fence, and you go catching the butterflies as they go running in fields of the sky.